Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful night, day, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Today, we're going to be talking about spiritual sleep and spiritual death. I'm going to go into a lot of other details as well, but that is the main topic. So let's just jump into this whole thing.
I was reading Ephesians 5:14 and just studying the word of God, and this is to me some important information concerning spiritual sleep. And I feel that a lot of people right now are spiritually asleep. Not everyone, of course, but a lot of people. So this is just some reference for what spiritual sleep is and, you know, what it means. But starting with Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awaken thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5:14. Spiritual sleep is like natural sleep. It is a state of forgetfulness and unconsciousness. And the Apostle Paul, he warned most Christians that they needed to awake from their spiritual slumber. Spiritual sleep prevents the Christian from being sensibly aware of the dangers they face if they allow it to continue happening, meaning staying in this drowsy, sleepy state on purpose. And I don't mean on purpose, but let's be honest, in life, there could be a lot of situations, especially a lot of heartaches. Personally, one of the situations that put me into a spiritual slumber was dealing with natural death. I couldn't understand it or grasp it at the time when I was younger. And so death really triggered me in the worst way. And it would cause me to spiritually go to sleep because it was that harsh reality that, you know, not everyone is going to be here forever. And even though naturally in the physical world that person leaves, you know, their energy lives on forever, and they're actually reunited with the rest of our family, or your family and my family too, up in heaven. So it's a beautiful thing in a sense, and that's kind of like the nice side of it. And I never realized that, you know, here it's like we lose someone, but heaven actually gains someone. So it's like a reunion, it's a turn up up there, and that's kind of the brighter side of it. And, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, but it's just one of those things. You got to be literally just aware of triggers and things that could potentially put you to sleep, and be prayed up and making sure that you are under God's headship. And by that, I just mean, if you're ever starting to feel like you're being put to sleep, because my intuition is strong, and I can't help but think other people's intuitions are strong as well. And when I feel something that is not right in my spirit, I'm quick to, you know, move accordingly. And when it comes to certain music and television shows, movies, programs, all of that, if my spirit says like this is something that could potentially put you to sleep or confuse you or have you in a daze, click it off, turn it off, because that's in a sense the goal of a lot of these distractions, to put you in an unconscious state, literally shifting you all up and down your vibrations, pulling you from a high omega vibration down to the lowest vibration of guilt and shame. Hence why a lot of music and media, they put these provocative pieces out and content out that all it does is just attack you left and right spiritually. And when you are a spiritual being and a light being, you have to be consistently aware of those dangers, because if you're not, then they're going to consistently attack you to the point where you will eventually get knocked down and put to sleep. And I think it's something that takes time, right? It doesn't just happen. You know, I feel like it's collectively, you go through so many things that eventually it's like, oh man, I can't face everything that I'm accumulating right now. I need to rest. And then spiritually you just go into this slumber. But the danger of that is getting stuck in that slumber, because I've seen people literally go into spiritual sleeps, including myself, for decades. I spent an entire decade knocked out spiritually. Although I was still consistently hanging on to God, I will be honest, I felt dead. I just felt dead inside. I did not have a desire to live, literally. I couldn't see the light of day to save my life. Everything was just so dark. And I didn't come out of that period in time or that mind state, or just, I didn't wake up until literally 2020, the beginning of 2020 and end of 2019 is when that journey really picked up for me. But I just wanted to bring awareness to that, because spiritual sleep is, it's a big issue right now in just the light community. The light community, literally just beings of light, you know, children of God. This is something that we all deal with. When we are put to sleep, we're not able to be the best versions of ourselves because we are then disconnected from ourselves. Literally, we're disconnected from the part of us that animates us or brings or makes us unique in a sense. You know, your spirit kind of divides you. I don't want to say divides because I don't like using words that separate or divide. I won't say that. But your spirit is connected to God and your soul is connected to God in a certain way that you are able to tap into a level of creativity, or let's just say uniqueness, that only you can bring onto the earth, right? Literally, there's something on this earth that no one else can do but you. And that is an amazing thing. And part of that being is when you tap into your spirit and you realize your purpose and everything, then that becomes more aware to you. Like, oh, I have this job or this mission here on earth to do this thing that only I can do. And it's a beautiful thing. But when you're spiritually asleep, you know, that all goes out the window and you probably don't even think about things like that. Or maybe you do. I don't know. To each its own. Spiritual sleep prevents believers from obtaining new daily visions of the prize at the end of the way of all of this life. When believers awake from their spiritual sleep and repent for their slothfulness, you know, their laziness, that has kept them from spending time in the Word of God, Christ will give them light in His Word that will reveal what they need to do in order to continue to progress on their spiritual journey. Spiritual sleep, again, is like natural sleep. And what happens when you naturally sleep? It's like you are not consciously aware, unless you're lucidly dreaming. If you're lucid dreaming, then you're probably consciously aware. But, and that is something to pinpoint too, because, you know, then it's like the lucid dreaming part of spiritual slumber is a person walking around in a dream world. And that is a real thing, because there are people who are awake, but they're in their own dream worlds that they've created. I've been guilty of this myself, especially when the heat gets too hot. I expose myself for many reasons, just because, you know, tell the truth, shame the devil. I don't ever want anyone to have any ammunition to come after me. So I like to expose myself on this podcast for the sake of being real and transparent and authentic. And, you know, if I expose it, no one else can. So I've been very transparent, open about my past and the things that I've done. And, you know, I said I did pretty much everything under the sun and the moon. And that's somewhat true. And, you know, in college, I wasn't shy to try things. With that being said, there was a lot of things that attempted to put me asleep, and then there was things that literally put me to sleep. A lot of different things. And it prevented me from being the best version of myself, literally. And so when I would get into these really low places, I would then create my, like, escapism. I would create a world that I could just go into by myself where no one else could find me. And I'll be honest, a lot of that involved marijuana, because when you're, you know, high, you're high. You're not really thinking about your cares and your problems. I mean, maybe you are, teach its own. But for me, it was definitely a way to kind of not think about all the heavy things that I was dealing with. Because prior to finishing college, I hadn't even dealt with the 10-year trauma that I was carrying on to. You know, and I've spoken about this so much on my podcast, but back in 2008, I got literally ripped apart by pit bull dogs. They tore me apart. I had over 50 bites all over my body, probably more like 49, but collectively, you know, I had all types of scars and stuff. But bites, I had about like 49 or so bites, but 50 plus scars. They tore off my left ear. They bit me in the back of the head. Like, they literally tore up my legs. And that trauma, it left me so bent out of shape in my teens, because no one really knew how to help me. And I was just completely suppressed. I was suppressed as a being. I had no voice. I literally couldn't even express how I was feeling. Like, it was just this constant state of agony. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, make anyone feel for me, but I'm explaining this is how I felt. And so with, like, all of that heavy weight on me and just feeling like, dang, I'm never going to amount to anything. Like, it was just a lot. I felt so worthless after I got attacked by dogs, TBH, to be honest. Like, I felt terrible. And that carried on, that energy stayed with me all the way up into 2020. Well, 2019, into 2019, early 2020. And then at that point, I was like, you know what? It's either I'm moving on without this trauma, or it's going to take me out. As simple as that. And it was like, all right, God, you do whatever you got to do, but I refuse to move past this point without, you know, some type of healing on the inside. And prior to that, you know, I was praying about it, of course, but it just like, it was that I wasn't necessarily believing that the healing was going to take place. And so I had to get into a literal state where I was like, all right, I believe God is going to heal me. I believe this is going to happen. I was meditating and, you know, staying in high vibrations in early 2020 and just really believing that God was going to do something miraculously, a miracle, you know, and transform me in ways that I couldn't imagine. And he did it. But I had to put that intent in my mind. And it was very hard because, again, when you are someone who is spiritually asleep, it's like you can't really consciously pick up on things, because it's the whole point of sleep. You're unconscious. So some things literally just go over your head, or not over your head, but just in a sense, it's like you don't see everything. Everything is not clear. You're only focused on whatever is directly in front of you and not realizing that there's so much more around you, including behind you and under you and on top of you and or above you, excuse me. And so with all that being said, I just think it's important to know or be aware of spiritual sleep, because to me, one of the big things that the enemy does, or the kingdom of darkness does, is he tries to put key players to sleep. People that he knows can wake people up. People that he knows can move souls. People that he knows can have a true impact on this planet, and not only on this planet, but in their communities and around their people. He tries to put them to sleep, and he fights them so hard because he knows the moment that they begin to truly wake up, they become the biggest threat to his kingdom, and he does not want that. And so this happens not only to people like me, but children. The devil will go so far to try to take out a child when they're young by confusing them and putting all this BS in their face, you know? I'm one for the kids. I'm for the kids for many reasons. One of those reasons being I was a kid. And so I still hang on to my inner child, and there's just ways that I wish I grew up or things that I wish I knew growing up. And so it's part of my mission is to educate kids in a way where they can grow up and truly know spiritually. You know, natural knowledge is cool and whatever, but spiritual knowledge, that's what you need. If you really want to get somewhere in life, spiritual knowledge is what you need. But beyond that, I'm for the kids. I got 15 nieces and nephews under the age of 18. So I'm just, kids have always been in my life. I was a child care instructor for 4 years. I have a teaching degree. I can teach all the way up into third grade. So I really do, you know, like kids, not in all weird stuff, but just, you know, I want the kids to be protected because they're the future. They really are. And children are the purest form of light that there is. They don't know how to be anything but themselves and to be blunt and to tell the truth. And that's why, you know, kids say whatever comes to their mind because it's unfiltered, but it's real. What they're saying is real. You know, you ever had a child come up to you and be like, oh, I don't like your hair or your shoes? And they don't, because it hits them the wrong way. You know, it rubs them the wrong way, because children are they're just the purest form of light that there is. And personally, with my own spiritual journey, I noticed how the enemy, the kingdom of darkness, Lucifer, serpent, dragon, every devil, bat out of hell, spirit, out of darkness, spirit, entity, anything you could think of, they really targeted me as a child. And I'm not going to lie. I do believe in some instances that spiritually, with my traumatic experience that I went through in 2008, it was spiritual forces behind that caused that to happen. You know, my dogs love me. And prior to that point, that we never had any type of weird issues. Never. It was like one of my dogs used to sleep with me, and that was the one that decided to literally eat me alive. So, you know, it's just weird thoughts that connect with that. But ultimately, I know the goal of all of that was to put me in a slumber, and it worked. It worked. And it worked in the worst way, because not only did I lose my memories after that situation, it's like I dang near lost my light. I was so just, whew. I don't even want to go there anymore, because that energy is, you know, it's past energy, and I'm truly moved past it. But I share it in hopes that it helps people to realize that, you know, it's real out here. There are so many dangers and you have to be careful and protected. And that's what my, you know, later journey has mostly been. It's being protected. It's cool to gain your knowledge and come to certain different levels, but understand every level you come up on, you're going to go through something difficult, more, you know, than the last level. You know, it's going to get more rough. I don't know, tougher. It's going to get tougher. The more you progress, the more battles, the more enemies that are going to come your way. And you just got to be consciously ready and protected. And if you are spiritually asleep, and make no mistake, even if you're spiritually asleep, your soul and your spirit are going to continue guiding you and leading you to the right spaces. Not only that, but your angels. So even if you're knocked out spiritually, you know, you're still being led back home. You're still being led and drawn back to God, or wherever your journey is taking you. You're still being led to those spaces. But you may not be led there consciously. It could be one of those things where you just kind of pop up there and you're like, whoa, how did I get to this space in life? Please tell me, has that ever happened to you? Because I know that's happened to me a couple times where I'm just alone randomly and I'm like, yo, how did I get here? Like, literally, how did I get to this exact space or this exact moment in time? Like, how did all of this happen? You know, just things like that. And when you're when you are spiritually in a slumber, you're not consciously aware of things. You know, the journey becomes, you get lost in that journey. And you're supposed to, you know, appreciate the journey, of course, and experience and enjoy your journey. But when you're sleeping in it, it becomes, you can't really enjoy it at that point. Unless you're in the lucid state of that dream, which I mentioned again, that I did that towards like my mid-college experience, because I was like, you know what, I hate this environment, I need to escape it. And then I started to do things to help me escape it, but those later became issues. And escapism is just not a healthy thing unless it's done in the, you know, proper manner and it's healthy. You know, your escapism as in drawing and, you know, reading and writing, that's different. But you know, substance escapism is different. That is, I would say, a bad thing, because it doesn't do anything good for you at the end of the day, but continues to put you to sleep, or, you know, bring you into a deeper level of drowsiness, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's just my little take on spiritual slumber. There's so much more I could probably say about this, but I was just studying the Word of God, and it had dawned on me that I speak about spiritual slumber. Well, no, I don't specifically say spiritual slumber, but I brought up being spiritually asleep and spiritually dead before. So since I was studying, I just decided, you know what, let me just do this little podcast real quick to bring awareness to what that is, to give people a reference point of what I'm talking about. Because, you know, I don't like saying things and then people don't understand what I'm saying. Well, better yet, let me just put it this way. I don't like being misunderstood. So if I can help a person understand me by explaining something, I'm going to do that. Simple as that. But I hope you were able to gain something from this, and at least get the little mini warning of protecting yourself spiritually from any and everything, including what you're absorbing, the content you're looking at, what you're listening to, just all of that. Protect yourself, because, you know, it's fun to think everything is innocent and, you know, everyone has the best intentions, but the truth is not everyone does. And there are people out here playing the game, and their job, literally, unfortunately, is they're getting paid to promote such degenerate behavior and to put people into these low vibrational spaces, and then to eventually put them into sleep so they could be led like sheep to the slaughter. That's what it is. Hey, I'm just saying. I myself, personally, you know, I've experienced spiritual slumber a couple of times, mainly in that 10-year decade period. But even for a short season after my grandfather passed away last year, around this time, I'm recording this August like 29th, and my grandfather passed away August 31st, 2020. And for a little short season right after that, no, I won't even say short, but basically, from August to about January this year, I was in a little spiritual slumber. It wasn't that I wasn't aware of it. I just was so exhausted of life. Like, it was just like, God, come on. Like, why? I know all of this is going to work together for my highest good and my family's highest good, but this hurts, you know? This hurts. And sometimes that pain and hurt, it can really cause you to be put to sleep or to feel like you don't got no fight left in you. And I understand that battle, but just keep praying. Even if you get to that space, continue to pray because God hears those prayers. And if you can't even open your mouth, because I know when I was in that 10-year decade time, I was so suppressed. I couldn't speak out loud. I felt so choked out. Like, I couldn't even, like, just out of fear of being misunderstood, I couldn't open my mouth and express what was going on because I felt like no one would literally understand. You know, I'm not, you know, there's millions of people, unfortunately, that have been attacked by animals and dogs. But it's, in a sense, a unique situation because not everyone survives that. So it was very hard to maneuver on my survival of it because I often felt like I should have died or God should have just took me out. And so I really just did not know how to express anything during that time. And I know other people who may be going through other situations or worse situations, you know, and they may be feeling that same way, like they're suppressed as beings. And what I want to say for that is just continue to pray. And if you can't pray, pick up that pen and write to God, because I promise you, everything you write, God knows it. He sees it. He hears it. He understands it. All you have to do is express it to him and confess it to him. That's it. And if you don't have the words to speak it out loud, if you don't have the conscious mind to just think it, you write it, you know, or think it, you know, whatever is better for you. Or, you know, this is tips for the next person, but that's what I was able to do during that time. When I was suppressed, is I prayed a lot, even when I didn't want to. That was really big. I did force myself to pray because I knew, you know, even though I'm not necessarily in the best state to pray, prayer will move mountains if you believe. And so when my intuition would say, you just need to pray, I would do that. Anytime my intuition said I needed to pray, I would just do it. Even if I didn't want to, even if I didn't understand why I was doing it at that moment, I would just trust that feeling and that intuitive feeling I got and just go with it. And during that time, you know, many things that I prayed for a long time ago, literally years ago, they started to happen within 2020 for me. Probably because I was in a higher vibration. And so manifestation wise, things were just picking up. But also just knowing that whatever you pray for, if you believe it, you will receive it. And when that intuition would drop in me, or the Holy Spirit would drop, you know, you need to pray real quick, or you need to pray right now, in my spirit, I would just do it right then in that moment, because maybe my angels is helping elevate my vibration just enough for that prayer to be sent off. You know, you never know what's happening. You know, the seeing world at this point, I don't even believe half the, like, this is the, I don't even know how to explain this, but to me, like, what I see at this point, I truly just don't trust it. I don't believe any of it. I don't believe none of it. To me, it is what it is. It's all just some type of illusion. I often feel like there's a giant screen in front of me and I'm in some type of cart and I'm being pulled somewhere. But I'm aware of it, at least, you know. I believe there's people that aren't even aware of that. And next part of my journey is jumping ship and breaking this screen that's in front of me, spiritually speaking, you know. Sometimes I feel like I was trapped in rooms, brought into some weird, I'm not even gonna go there. Ultimately, this is just a little reminder to be careful and to stay protected and prayed up. That way you're not spiritually put to sleep, because it's just better when you're consciously aware of things. Seriously, you can kind of go through life with a little bit more momentum. But when you're spiritually asleep, it is like a slothfulness. You're walking this journey. You're crawling this journey in a state of, you know, some of the people, and I'm personally speaking here because I know I was there. Some people don't even want to exist on this planet because it seems like everything around them is just, you know, I'm not gonna say bad, but it's like so much, they're dealing with so much that they can't face. Especially when you include social media and just technology into this equation, because then you're bombarded with all this information, some people literally, if you get on Instagram and you're scrolling down your timeline, you get on TikTok, you're bombarded with so much information. Like, it's ridiculous that your brain has to process all of that, and that can be overwhelming, and that can cause unnecessary unnecessary pain. And I say pain because then, you know, I'm not trying to say, because this is a form of ignorance, but in general, you know, you get on the computer and you find out someone just died, and that just automatically lowers your vibration right there. You go down your timeline and you find out someone else just died. Dang. Now, what's that, a double whammy? Now you're low vibrational. You at the lowest vibration you can be, because that hits you in a space, hits your spirit. And now you like, oof, ooh, right? Prior to getting on social media, you probably was completely fine. But now you're bombarded with this information. Or maybe better yet, you're bombarded by so much negativity just on the internet that it lowers your vibration. And that could also be a form of spiritual slumber, you know, putting you to sleep through technology. And oh, there's just so much to it. You just got to be careful and safe and prayed up. And please protect these kids out here, because God knows the enemy is doing everything in his power to target them. At this point, I'm convinced, although he cares about keeping some of us locked down because he knows we will probably move those kids, he's more so targeting the kids, because if you know, you can get them bent out of shape now, they'll be bent out of shape in the future. And as a kid, the way I was raised and grew up, I have sense. I have common sense. If anything, I have common sense. All right, I know how to treat others. I know how to be nice and kind to others, and I have restraint to my flesh. That's important. I learned that as a kid. And when you have to restrain yourself from what you want to do because you know it's wrong, and you keep yourself from making bad decisions and choices, or, you know, bringing unnecessary heartache on yourself. Now in my teens, that was a different story. In my teens, I was a little rowdy. And then in my, like, early adult, I guess 18, 19, 20, in that little range, I was definitely just not who I am now. That was my dark night of the soul adventure, let's just say that. But all of that, just wanted to talk about it, because I think it's important to bring awareness to spiritual slumber and being spiritually asleep, because there are so many people that are walking around either literally asleep spiritually, or in a daydream, a lucid dream, where they know they're asleep and they are just, you know, running around doing whatever. So I just want to bring awareness to that, because it's real, and more so on the protective side of that, because, you know, if you don't know that the enemy is consistently trying to put you to sleep, even while you're actually asleep, pay attention to them dreams, because some of them are not from God. But you got to just be aware. And to anyone who feels that they may be spiritually asleep, prayer is your best friend. Okay, you speak to yourself. I tell everyone, you have the power to speak anything into existence. There's so much power in the tongue. There's so much power in the tongue. You can speak life or death. Literally, one of my earliest podcasts I put out called Powerful Words, I went over, I did a whole little mini lesson on it, or whatever you want to call it. But that being said, sometimes you literally have to tell yourself to wake up. If you know you're not, you know, all the way there, literally you have to tell yourself. And me, I like to speak to my inner child. Sometimes I often feel like there's the little, you know, my purest version of myself is sitting inside my body on a couch looking at a TV screen that just, how, you know, happens to be my eyes, my lens. And it's like that little inner child is looking through me and my adult lens, and they're looking at the world. But I have to be very consciously aware of that little inner child is within me, and whatever I'm absorbing is going all right back to him. So I'm gonna be honest, I talk to my inner child a lot, and I consistently remind him, like, you're loved. You know, I know you didn't feel like it when we went through what we went through back in the day. I know you felt worthless, but understand that you are worth more than anything. You're worth more than diamonds. You're worth more than gold. You're worth more than silver. You're worth more than money. You're worthy. You're worth it. Simple as that. And I talk to my inner child, my inner self, and I just remind him everything that he needs to know. And then I tell a little joker to wake up. Tell him to get up. I literally tell him to get up. Because, oh, there's this video. I don't mean to go here, but when I was like, I don't know, 14, Katy Perry put out this song called Wide Awake. literally it's called Wide Awake. And in the music video, it's like the older version of herself, and she's in this wheelchair and she's all broken down, and she's like in this asylum and she's trying to break out of this maze and these rooms and all these different things. And the younger version of herself, which is strong and powerful and probably it is the purest version of her purest form, right? Literally her purest form. Now she's in a form that is what I would say is disconnected from God. Talking about the music video, the adult form of her, or version of her. But that young inner child, that version of her, was still full of light and still pure. And it came into the insane asylum or whatever, and it broke her out, and it led her back to, you know, her version of, I don't know, her inner garden, or, you know, her inner Eden. And I just thought, it reminds me of that video. Anytime I speak to my inner child, you guys got to see the video for the reference to understand it. But literally just seeing that inner child still be so powerful. And I mean, in the music video, she was like knocking out basically demons. She was pushing back demons. She was doing this, she was doing that. And it reminded me, like, when I was a kid, prior to my trauma, I was a fiery child. I was a warrior for God. Listen, there was no mountain that I couldn't move because I knew God was moving it through me. Simple as that. I didn't have those doubts. All that came after I lost my memories, after the devil tried to steal, kill, and destroy me. And the enemy, he doesn't play fair. He doesn't play fair. But I serve a God that loves me, and he loves you. And he brought restoration to my mind, although it took a very long time. Probably because colored people time, but that's not here or there. I'm just playing. But seriously, I do believe it came in divine timing. It did take a while, I'm not gonna cap though. My memories didn't return literally until 2020, but you know, not all of them. Some of them start to come back in 2019, but everything kind of pretty much came back in 2020, where I could literally just remember my earlier childhood. I couldn't remember it for the longest time. And, you know, I thank God for that, because it was necessary help. Remind me who I was. When you're disconnected from your inner child, you forget who you are. When you're disconnected from who you were as a child, your purest form, not the version of, you know, the version that everyone told you were. Because, of course, children go through gaslighting and people always telling them, oh, why are you acting like this? Or why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And they're like, hey, I'm being myself. But clearly you don't understand that. So I'm not talking about the gaslighted version, people who told you who you were, and you know, you got to school and then they tried to tell you who you were again and tell you how to behave and act and whatnot. I'm not talking about that version of yourself. I'm talking about that early version of yourself that was just pure light on this earth doing whatever, because you were curious by life. Everything was exciting to you. Everything was big. You're like a little kid walking around the house opening cabinets just to look at it. Because why? Because it was cool, it was interesting, it was different. You know, you were just innocent. You were discovering things. And then when you would discover things, you registered in your brain and move on to the next thing. You experienced life and you loved it. And it wasn't complicated, it was simple. Then you got older and things start to get complicated. And then they threw you into an indoctrination camp and start making you take shots that you didn't technically need and all types of stuff, just so you could go to the indoctrination camp that you probably didn't even want to go to in the first place. But that's not here or there. All I'm saying is you gotta be spiritually protective. And the younger you know it, or if you know it now, you can protect whoever is in your life that is young. You know, just something to think about. But that is my take on spiritual slumber. I really appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Please, please stay awake out here. Don't allow the enemy or the kingdom of darkness to push you to sleep in any way, shape, or form. And I do mean that, because they can come in any shape or form, through the television, through actual people, through entities, through your cell phone, through triggers, through vibrations, through chips, through all types of stuff. So be careful, and please do not go to sleep around this time, because the beast is out and it is prowling and it is ready to swallow up anyone whole. And you don't want to spend 3 days in the beast, because that's just not the space you want to be in. And be safe, and God bless.